I've said it before, I'll say it again. The Carmichael Show is one of my favorite. It airs on Sunday nights on NBC. Lil Rel is one of the cast members.
He's a star.
Every cast member in that show is funny. Lil Rel, what's happening, man?
What is going on? Thank y'all for having me this morning.
Good morning.
I love Bobby. Bobby's stupid.
You just went right with stupid. You hit Bobby's stupid. I'm going to quote you on that, Tom, for the rest
Bobby
of my
is,
career.
Man, the writers for this show are brilliant.
I'm really proud of Gerard. I mean, and a lot of that is spearheaded by Gerard. Like, 90% of it, that dude is a workaholic. You know, he have a
he
great writing staff.
He writes 90% of it?
Yeah, he rewrites it. You know, as long, you know, the writers do what they do, but Gerard takes their script home every night and makes sure everything is tight and the story is right. And, I think I've never seen nobody work this hard before.
And are you able to bring your own to it, to the script as well?
All the time. Mm-hmm. You know, Gerard does a good job. And it's not me just saying that to be like, oh, this is all Gerard, but, mm-hmm. you know, I'm proud of him that he's figured out a way to make all of us comfortable with our characters, you know. It might be a certain way it's written down, but if I say I don't think Bobby would say it like that, then he lets me deliver it the way Bobby would. Same thing with Loretta, same thing with David, you know, Amber and Tiffany. He trusts all of us as actors to deliver it the way the character would say it.
Nice.
Now, you're a stand-up. Do you have time to do your stand-up comedy?
I don't have time to go on a road, but I'm already
starting make some
to get
time,
ready for
man.
Another special. Well, you know, it's tough because network don't let you leave. You know what I mean? Like, a true story, last season, I left to go do a college real quick, and then it ended up being like this crazy snowstorm. And I had to take, like, a car to another airport to get back because NBC was panicking. So, can't even lie, Jay, that NBC money trumped everything.
I know, but, man, you know what happens when you don't stay on the stage, man. You get rusty, so try to make both of them work.
So that just means you go work at the J spot, Lil Rel.
Yeah, come on out to the spot,
right,
man.
That's what I was about to say. I'll go up locally in L.A., but I can't go on the road, which I do like the road more than going up in Los Angeles.
More money.
You know? It's more money, but the crowds are real. I like being in front of, you know, everyday people. Like, Hollywood to me is a different audience than it would be. Dallas or Chicago or Atlanta. So a lot of times I miss going in front of, like people that I know just got off work that wasn't auditioning for nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. The condom broke episode was hilarious.
God.
The funeral episode was hilarious. What's this Sunday's episode going to be about?
This Sunday is New Neighbors, man. And it's a Muslim couple that moves next door to Joe and Cynthia. So just telling you that alone, you know where we're going to go.
Oh, the fun is going to start, right.
Oh, man.
So it's very... It's actually, this one is very funny. Like, Loretta and David are so good in this one. It's always a few episodes where I love when Loretta and David are doing mostly everything because they have this perspective that reminds a lot of us of our parents.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna be hilarious. Them making their assumptions about Muslims is really funny.
You know what? Everything, and like Tom said, you know, from the writing all the way to what we
casting.
See, the finished product on screen is just really well done. You guys should be very proud of yourselves.
Oh, man, right, thank y'all so much. It's so much fun, and I appreciate that. I'm going to tell everybody on set that Tom and Jay and Silver have all this good stuff to say.
Well, you
and
know,
come
we're,
to the J spot and get this $25, man, in installments.
And we're always proud of our Chicago comedians, too.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that so much.
Lil Rel from Chicago.
That's right.
When you gonna drop the Lil, man? How old are you now? When you gonna drop Lil Rel?
Let me tell you, sir. I was just it's hard to drop. Like if I had a name, like a dog came out of the name or a pet, that's different. It's like it's hard to drop Lil Rel. Like it's hard to drop. That's why I put my last name on it now, Lil Rel Howard.
Keep it, man. Keep it.
All right, Lil Rel.